good time. See you tomorrow. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Interest rates are staying low for now, but the Fed says it will step in to help if the economy needs it. Federal Reserve today opted to keep interest rates at historic lows, meaning members think things are still stagnant.
The Fed is saying that any speed up or gain in momentum in the economy does not appear to be immediately ahead of us, with which I would agree.
PNC Financial Services' Stuart Hoffman. Here's ABC's Dan Arnold.
Ben Bernanke and the Fed governors voted to keep a key interest rate at near zero, saying the recovery has slowed in recent months. It's the 15th meeting in a row where the rates have been at this level. Wall Street has been wondering what Bernanke and company will do if the economy doesn't turn around soon. They revealed today they might start adding dollars to the economy by purchasing more treasuries and mortgage securities.
The Senate has refused to move forward the defense appropriations bill, even though by doing so they would have repealed the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. Democrat Carl Levin from Michigan.
It is outrageous, and it's sad that the Republicans have banded together to refuse to even let us begin debate.
Republicans who blocked the bill say it was only called now because it's 6 weeks before the midterm elections. It's the next step in an alleged attempt to steal millions from taxpayers in Bell, California. Eight current and former city leaders are now under arrest.
Among those now booked into jail, six current city council members in Bell, including the mayor and the former city manager who the DA claims orchestrated the scheme to loot millions of dollars. Bail is now set at $3.2 million for Bell's city manager. He's accused of giving personal loans to himself and colleagues using city money.
ABC's Alex Stone. President Obama awarding the Medal of Honor today to the sons of a Vietnam-era vet who died trying to save his comrades in Laos. Checking the markets, the Dow is up 12 points and the Nasdaq is down 7. You're listening to ABC News.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Having the flu is tough. Avoiding it is easy. At Rite Aid, as a certified immunizing pharmacist, I'm trained to give flu shots, so a quick visit to Rite Aid can mean the difference between... or... Flu shots are just $24.99 and are covered by many insurance plans. We'll even give you $100 in Rite Aid coupon savings. Ask your Rite Aid pharmacist about a flu shot today.
Coupons and vaccines available in select stores while supplies last. No purchase necessary to receive coupons. Age restrictions apply in some states. See store for details.
The United States is trying to change the way people in the developing world cook their food. ABC's Aaron Kopturski says they want to make it safer.
Just cooking in the third world kills almost 2 million people a year, most of them women and girls, who die from the toxic smoke of primitive stoves. Secretary of State Clinton said the U.S. would contribute $50 million to equip women in Africa, Asia, and South America with clean-burning cook stoves.
This could be as transformative as bed nets or even vaccines.
The United Nations says dirty cook stoves kill nearly twice as many people a year as malaria does. Aaron Kotursky, ABC News, New York.
Some good news about those 33 miners trapped a half a mile below ground in Chile. Those digging a borehole say they could have the tunnel completed earlier than expected, which means the rescue operation could get underway next month instead of in November or December. But that's not all.
The other thing they're saying is that pulling the men up with the capsule they've designed is going to be a lot faster than originally expected. They think they can get the men up 20 minutes apiece rather than 3 hours. So this could be over in a day or two, not 3 or 4 days they expected.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman, who's been covering the mine story. A lawyer says Lindsay Lohan is satisfied to have resolved her $100 million lawsuit over an E-Trade television commercial featuring talking babies. Lohan said the milkaholic the babies were talking about in the ad was her. E-Trade says, hey, she isn't the only Lindsay in the world. This is ABC News.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Another teenage driver is under arrest after a deadly drunk driving crash. This one happened on Almaden Expressway in San Jose when the SUV slammed into a light pole. A passenger was killed. Officers found the driver wandering a few blocks away. The ballot measure that would legalize marijuana in California won the support today of the largest union in the state, but it's unclear how much money SEIU will pour into the campaign. And a contractor is fixing a software glitch that allowed lawbreakers to slip through new Muni subway system gates with the wave of a hand. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Ryan Craig.
And good afternoon, Brett. We'll tell you about an accident in Oakland. The four-car crash on 580 West at the Edwards Avenue on-ramp is in the clearing stages. Commute on BART instead of driving to avoid unpredictable traffic. Just relax and enjoy the ride. Plan your trip at BART.gov. Take BART and you're there. The Bay Area's best traffic coverage is always available at KGORadio.com. I'm Ryan Craig, KGO Radio News.
Fog and low clouds return tonight. Expect drizzle in some areas tomorrow morning. Sunny, though, by the afternoon with highs between 55 and 75. We're going to warm up, though, for the weekend. It's 60 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Here's a piece that really takes a direct shot at how we practice health care in this country. And I'll offer it up because it is the one thing that is glaringly absent to me that is necessary to truly, truly bring down costs. There's a lot of ways of bringing down health care costs, but nobody seems to directly be going after the root cause, at least what I believe it is. And we're not going to have an answer to whether health care reform, you know, what what the landscape will be like years and years and years from now, we'll be evaluating and looking back. But anyway, the headline really says it all. U.S. doctors, we overtreat, we overtest, you induce us to do it, you ask for it. And it starts out talking about, I'm speaking for myself, recommend the test to you if you were, how old is Obama, 48 years old, the test that he got when he had his big physical, the tests they did, most medical researchers would tell you, are worthless. And we would not recommend it to an average 48-year-old male out there. More care is not necessarily better care. Now, that's a big pill to swallow. More care is not necessarily better care. So, you know, he had that virtual colonoscopy. He's not old enough for that. They did the test that most people are objecting to. They did one of those heart scans looking for calcium deposits in his arteries. That is not recommended for low-risk men like Obama. And you see what his doctors were thinking, more is better automatically. But what they don't realize is something like that calcium deposit test, if you show any calcium, you're headed for an angiogram. And the New England Journal of Medicine 2 weeks ago, their lead article was on angiograms are not only potentially dangerous, not only expensive, it's like $10,000, but it's not necessary other than the fact you have that calcium test, and that's pushing a doctor who needs to cover their butts to do the test, to absolutely make sure. And they looked at 400,000 angiograms, and it was, you know, 20% of all people who are referred to angiograms were not previously diagnosed with heart disease, but for other reasons, vague ones, they were referred to the test. And the vast majority of them, of course, do not have obstructions. So in them, it's a waste. Now, you have to have a certain number of false negatives, false positives, and any kind of a test, of course. But there's big financial incentives to do them. There's lots of worries about malpractice suits. you know, if a blockage is missed. And, of course, you, patients, demand more specific information about your condition. And that's what's driving this juggernaut. And doctors are often, let's see, this week alone, I don't really need that. Yeah, it repeats it. It says doctors often order tests and procedures to protect themselves against lawsuits, so-called defensive medicine, and also because the fee-for-service system compensates them for it. According to Dartmouth University, some doctors think it's always a good thing to look for things to be wrong. It also has become much easier to order tests, a click of a mouse, instead of even filling out a form these days, and both lead to overuse. To some extent, we have taught patients to demand these things. You're hit with advertisements and medical information online, and we've systematically exaggerated the benefits of early diagnosis, which doesn't always improve survival. We don't always tell people there might actually be downsides to some of these testings. So until that's addressed, I just think it's just going to be, as you've seen in many studies, how one part of this country, healthcare costs are 3 times per capita what they are in other parts of the country, and yet there's no difference in outcomes. And if that doesn't tell you what's going on, then nothing is. Well, here's some new numbers. We thought we had a fix on how many of our kids are, forget obese, extremely obese. Previous research based on CDC surveys suggested that 3.8% of children are extremely obese. These aren't just overweight kids. These are extremely obese kids. Well, this is a study of 700,000 kids and teens in Southern California, where there's a lot of sun, a lot of outdoors living, a lot more opportunity for moving your body around, found that more than 6%, almost twice as much, were extremely obese, and more boys than girls. The prevalence of obesity in children is much higher than we ever thought, according to this group. The heaviest children, by the way, were black teenage girls and Hispanic teenage boys. And here's one interesting thing I wouldn't have expected. Asian Pacific Islanders and white children had the lowest percentage of extreme obesity. Now, Pacific Islanders, you know, are supposed to be among the most obese people genetically, because settling all the South Pacific Islands required long, long boat trips. And if you were fat or had the gene for that, they could fatten you up and shove you out on a canoe. Not really a canoe, of course, but to make those long voyages and survive. So I don't know who they've mixed into that group. It doesn't say exactly. But it ain't just us. We have managed, of course. Everybody thinks China is so good at exporting. Now we're the masters of exporting really important stuff, like chronic disease, like strokes, cancer, respiratory disease, heart disease. It's now China's biggest health problem. So we, infectious diseases like TB, 10, 20 years ago, were high on the list, is now plagued by Western lifestyle-related illnesses that have more to do with people having too much to eat and not getting enough exercise. Does it sound familiar? 1 out of every 5 deaths in China is due to stroke, which is linked to high cholesterol, smoking, diabetes, hypertension. I told you the biggest health problems. In 5th place, deaths due to traffic and work-related accidents, followed by suicides, right? Now, China's trying to reform their healthcare system. They threw $125 billion at it to create a universal medical insurance program. Right now, China has, let's say, 1.33 billion people. 1.33 billion, 1.23 billion are covered by basic insurance. Some 100 million are not covered by these, and these are often migrants, elderly, and children in cities, and people in small enterprise, which are trying to fix it, just like everybody is. Fertility and diet, interesting. I don't know if you can draw a direct cause and effect conclusion here, but nevertheless, women who closely adhere to a Mediterranean-style diet, you know, vegetable oils, veggies, fish, higher likelihood of becoming pregnant after infertility treatments. The study's observational. They just asked people about their diet, separated them into groups, and followed their outcomes. Nevertheless, I know when you're really trying to get pregnant, you'll do anything. And anything that like this is certainly going to be good for your overall health. And indeed found the Mediterranean diet might help. Okay, driving and Alzheimer's. This is a tough one because it's really hard to know where to draw the line. Elderly people with failing memories, of course, often keep driving, But Alzheimer's study here suggests that the risk of getting lost, even on familiar streets, may be greater than once thought. Even with early dementia, there may be no safe period behind the wheel because the disease is unpredictable. And how do you measure it? How bad does the Alzheimer's have to be? Is it just upon diagnosis? You're going to start taking people's licenses away? 30 to 45% of Alzheimer's patients continue to drive. Of 207 drivers they studied here with Alzheimer's who went missing while driving, 32 died, 35 were found injured, another 70 were not found at the time the data was analyzed. Some had driven for almost 2 days, covered more than 1,700 miles, while completely lost. Most set off on a routine trip to the post office or a relative's house. And then there they are, 1,700 miles away. New Jersey couple in the study, both with dementia, got lost on a trip to the store, drove around until they ran out of gas. Husband went for help, but he was unable to direct authorities to his car. When he got help, didn't know where his car was. His wife was found dead several days later. Only 6 states, Oregon, California, Nevada, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, have mandatory reporting laws when a doctor finds a patient is mentally impaired. The problem with that is if you let everybody know there's a law like that, people with dementia are not going to go to their doctor because they're going to be afraid that they're going to lose their license. Well, while we're on the subject of driving, I got something for you and we'll discuss a little later in the program, and that is simple. Are you safer to drive with a man behind the wheel or a woman driving the car? In which situation would you be safer? I'm sure I will ignite a few cocktail party conversations over that one. This one, too. This is not the first time I've seen this. There's just a lot of literature that's emerging. They take off here about a place in Massachusetts where they're having the kids do jump rope without ropes because of a self-esteem obsession. The assumption is that thinking highly of oneself is a prerequisite for high achievement. And that's why some children's soccer teams stop counting goals, and without a rope and jump rope, you can't screw it up. And they give trophies to everybody, and it goes on and on and on. And good job with everything. You know, we went through the low self-esteem crisis, and now we've gone too far. The theory that praise, self-esteem, and accomplishment increase in tandem is false. Children who are incessantly praised for their intelligence, often by parents who really are trying to praise themselves, right, often underrate the importance of effort. Children who open the lunchboxes and find mom's handwritten notes telling them how amazingly bright they are tend to falter when they encounter academic difficulties. Overpraising children are prone to cheating because they haven't developed strategies for coping with failure. We put our kids in high-pressure environments, seeking out the best schools you can find. Then we use a constant praise to soften the intensity of those environments. But children excessively praised for their intelligence become risk-adverse in order to preserve their reputation. They say praise effort. I like how you keep trying. Say that to your kids. It's a variable that a child can control. And here's a couple little pieces of data points just to underline how quirky it can get. Some school districts, when they abolish driver's education courses, experience a 27% decrease in auto accidents. Right? They say here, driver's ed teaches the rules of the road and mechanics of driving, but teenagers are in fatal crashes twice the rate of other drivers because of poor decisions, not poor skills. The wiring in their brain is not complete. Then they get into, by the way, sleeping. They say the performance gap caused by an hour difference in sleep is bigger than the gap between a normal fourth grader and a normal sixth grader. And they go on to a pitch to make sure your kids get enough sleep. But the constant praise for everything, yes, I think that would be undermining. I can imagine that. I can imagine that. You may be seeing this study going around saying they cured breast cancer with a freezing, super cold gas deal. And it's a decent way of killing a breast lump that might be cancerous. And I just don't know if it's any better than removing it. Very small study, but you can imagine the ice ball forms. It'll kill a cancer in the ice ball. But the problem with breast cancer is that there are cells that may have escaped the original tumor, and this will have nothing to do with it. This isn't going to make that any more curable. So while destroying tissue is a part and parcel of many medical treatments, how you destroy it, laser, freezing, heating it, cooking it, or excising it, there's a lot of debate in every particular type of cancer. Okay, this is from our friends at the Caffeine Awareness Association. It's a press release. Now, they're taking on my favorite drug here, so obviously I will greet this with certain skepticism. But some of the numbers are worth thinking about. There were 73,626 recorded cases of caffeine overdoses in adolescents and kids aged 6 to 19. Unfortunately, it's in more than a 10-year period. Nevertheless, 35,000 children were hospitalized. Of these, 227 cases were severe, and 29 children died in that same period. Caffeine-induced stress improves mood swings, irritability, increases muscle tension, impairs digestion, restricts blood circulation to the brain, raises blood pressure, and accelerates the heart rate. And all they're looking at is something that I think, I mean, does this bother you? It bothers me, because I get asked the questions all the time. How come they don't have to put how much caffeine there is in a product? Can you explain that to me in this day and age of labeling and transparency? How they don't have to put a mood-altering chemical, and I love it, I'm not complaining, in our beverages, in our food, and they don't have to tell us how much. All right? You think about that. As I mentioned, I want to talk to you about, are you safer driving in a car when a woman's driving or a man's driving? It's a lot more interesting and complex than you think. I'm going to start a lot of marital spats with this one. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, or 8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dove.
Hi, I'm Joan Hamburg, radio host and consumer advocate. Just yesterday, I was talking with a young woman who was expecting a baby, and she was telling me about all the things she still needed to get for the baby. But then I told her a secret. I told her about the one thing she needed to get for herself, Colace capsules. So many women experience occasional constipation after having a baby, and Colace capsules can help. So if you're approaching childbirth, go out today, buy some Colace capsules. And of course, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, consult a healthcare professional before use. You know that Colace is the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists. And now you can get a big $10 in savings. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com. Enter the promo code Joan. And, of course, use only as directed.
Look for Colace capsules in the laxative aisle at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy today.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bear AM, an extra-strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bear AM, the morning pain reliever.
You're probably sitting in traffic thinking, I'm so tired of feeling tired. I sure was. My stuffy nose kept me from breathing right and sleeping right. I tried everything. Nasal sprays, hot showers, tons of tissues. Then I tried drug-free Breathe Right. Instantly, I breathed better. I slept better. I felt better the next day.
Breathe Right, the nasal strip that instantly opens your nose. Experience better breathing yourself. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
It's my right to breathe right. It's your right, too.
Sacramento and Silicon Valley are only 130 miles apart, but they may as well be on different planets. Sacramento is mismanaged, ineffective, a huge bureaucracy out of control. Silicon Valley is the home of innovation that gave us Apple, Intel, and eBay. It was in Silicon Valley where Meg Whitman made her mark. She joined eBay, a small company with a big idea. She led them, managed them, and delivered results. Meg Whitman executed the plan that grew this Main Street company from 30 people to 15,000 employees. A company that changed the way we buy and sell. A company that not only provided thousands of traditional jobs, but also made countless small business dreams come true. That's how Meg Whitman achieved success in Silicon Valley. With hard work, commitment, leadership. Imagine what could happen if we sent Meg Whitman up the road, about 130 miles, to a place called Sacramento.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adel at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Peter. Welcome to the program, Peter. How can I help?
Regarding praising children, that they're so smart and so successful and whatever else you want to say, mm-hmm. the worst mistake the parents can make. I'm 65 years old. All my childhood, I was told how smart I was. You're so smart. You're so smart. You're so smart. What you learn from being praised about how smart you are is that you think everything's going to come easy, that you don't have to study. And it's just, you know, it's more detrimental and harmful than it is encouraging. And my son learned, my son's 44. I asked him many, many years ago, I said, what'd you learn? He said, if you don't use it, doesn't matter how smart you are, you have to use it. And
that's also true.
Because he was praised all through his childhood in gifted classes and things like that.
Yep, it's, you know, this article that we did in the monologue is not the first one I've seen like this. There are those who may object to it and just say there's so much negativity in the world, we have to just praise, you know, little snowflake. And even as an adult, even with employees, the same dynamics really, really work. And it does, it winds up upsetting you. If you're told all the time how good you are and how perfect you are, and then you do make mistakes, it's going to be very, very hard to handle it. And I always, believe me, I'm not smarter than anybody about this, but I always found having a bunch of kids all with different abilities and different skills, I always made it work around work. I always told them I didn't really care how they did. I didn't care what grade they got or what their performance was. I only cared if they made an effort. And if they made an effort, anyone who makes an effort will make up for any distance they may feel between someone else's intellect and talent, in most situations. And that turns out to work pretty well. And you relieve them of that pressure. And then all of a sudden they see that it is about effort. And the issue here also is that kids who are overpraised wind up cheating more because they just need to keep up. They need to keep up the pace. Because they're not all so smart, not all talented in everything. So yeah, we have gone overboard, I think, and it's a fine balance. It is a fine balance, but you know when you see some of these things where they just taking away grades and taking away the rope when you're jumping rope and not keeping score. Well, I got to tell these parents something and these schools something. The world keeps score. You can't do that to your children. You got to give them a chance to understand how to achieve. And the world will definitely keep score because they're going to get bills and they're going to have to pay them. They can't just, you know, send in, well, my mommy told me I was a good person, you know, because you lost the ability to get out there and survive in a way to take care of yourself and your family. So anyway, it's surely going to be a long time before we break this habit of American parents. But nevertheless, I think it's reasonable. Jim, Dr. Adel here. Welcome to the program.
Maybe we have a look at the cultures that value education, like Jews and Asians, and see what they... Okay, my main two questions. What's appropriate pain medication for ear pain that is so bad that the eardrum's about to rupture in a kid? Obviously, aspirin isn't going to do much. And the other one is, when do they start mixing local anesthetics with penicillin so that those injections didn't hurt for a long time?
Yes. If you said, when are they going to? Well, they actually, we have some very effective things now you can put on the skin, leave them there, and it will numb and reduce the pain of injection. If you mix it in with the penicillin, what happens is, as you inject some of these numbing agents, Novocaine-type things, they sting and they burn. And then when they settle in, the pain goes away. So if you mixed it in with the penicillin, then basically, you know, by the time it kicks in, the shot's already been given. no kid should suffer. No kid should be in pain. No kid should be at a point where their eardrums are rupturing. And pediatricians, if a child is really in bad pain, they'll go all the way to heavier drugs to temporarily relieve a child of pain. By that, I mean they'll use opiates. I've seen that done. Short of opiates, we pile on the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the Tylenols, and it just depends on the source of the pain. Inflammatory pain sometimes responds better when we give them anti-inflammatories, and it depends on the age, etc. But a child should not suffer. All right, I want to talk to you whether you'd rather drive with a woman or a man at the wheel in terms of your safety. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. San Francisco supervisors vote this afternoon whether to expand the ban on tobacco sales to include all stores that have pharmacies, regardless of the size of the store. The largest labor union in California, SEIU, has endorsed the ballot measure that would legalize marijuana. The U.S. Senate today took a procedural vote that shows not enough support to repeal the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military. And a new poll shows half the country believes that health care reform will raise taxes this year. About 25% believes the law sets up death panels to make end-of-life decisions. Neither of those things is true. This is KGO Radio News.
Check out the signs. For sale signs on homes are going up and down more quickly. Home values are becoming more stable. And if you haven't heard, mortgage rates have reached a 50-year low. The timing couldn't be better. Right now, Fremont Bank is ready to help you buy a new home or save money in your current home with a low interest rate mortgage. At Fremont Bank, you'll find rates as low as 3.99% APR for a fixed rate mortgage. With this rate of 3.99% APR, there are no closing costs and no points. We don't tack on anything extra. And don't worry, if you need a loan for $200,000 or $2 million, we're here for you. Count on Fremont Bank for your mortgage, financial planning, and banking needs. Call 866-341-REFI to get started today. Rest easy knowing you're banking with a local community bank. Call us at 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 7/30/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Baragimian, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. We're having a summer sale. Listen closely. It's the best offer I've ever made. First, you'll save 25% right now when you schedule your free in-home design consultation by calling 1-888-348-3214. Second, you can get up to $1,500 in tax credit. And third, you can get free financing for one full year. That's right. You save three ways and get your shutters in as little as 3 days. There's never been a better time to lose those tangled blinds and get rid of those ugly drapes. During Danmer Custom Shutter Summer Sale, you save 25%, plus get a tax credit and free financing. Don't go to the home store. You could end up with junk. We manufacture the world's finest custom shutters right here in California. Call 1-888-348-3214. Remember, this is the best offer I've ever made, so call now, 1-888-348-3214, or go to www.danmer.com.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed, because today's times are filled with opportunity if you understand the new rules of money. You need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop in the San Francisco area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education training Tuesday, September 21st through Thursday, the 23rd. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-680-7976. That's 800-680-7976. Register now and get a free gift just for attending. Call 800-680-7976 today.
Thinking about LASIK? Stanford University Medical Center is currently seeking adults to participate in a laser vision correction study. To qualify for this research study, you must be at least 21 years of age, willing to participate in regular follow-up visits, and have healthy eyes. Contact the Stanford Eye Laser Center at 650-498-7020 to see if you're a candidate. For more information, go to eyelaser.stanford.edu. Participation is limited. Call today, 650-498-7020.
Nobody has more vehicles rated a Consumer's Digest Best Buy than Chevrolet, like Silverado, Malibu, and Traverse crossover. Come see why over 1,000 people a day are switching to Chevrolet at one of your Northern California Chevy dealers today.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Phone number 1-800-548-TALK. One nurse standing by. No waiting. 1-800-548-8255. All right. I got to make sure my wife's not listening to this because we'll surely get into an argument. It concerns driving. All right. And it turns out, now, ladies, do not get concerned at the beginning here because I will turn this around. There is data showing that women are somewhat more likely than men to be involved in a car accident on a per-mile driven basis. But men are far more likely, we are talking like 50 to 100% more likely to be in crashes involving loss of life. Why are men's crashes so much more tragic? Now, some of you know this already, because it makes sense, right? Men are more likely to violate the rules of the road. More than four times more men than women are arrested for drunk driving, even given that men drive more. It's at a lopsided rate. Men are less likely to obey traffic laws. They found that men are much more likely to run red lights, more likely to tailgate, more likely to race other drivers. Of course, major reason, okay, is that women tend to view traffic laws as just and necessary and will obey them, even when safety is not a factor. Men are more skeptical and thus more likely to view road rules as optional. Hey, the rules are for everybody else, not me. Men are far more physically aggressive than women. Men are three times more likely to honk their horns. Men are more likely to rudely gesture at or verbally abuse other drivers. Men are more aggressive overall on the road. Men engage in thrill-seeking behavior more than women. Men far outnumber women in accidental deaths involving risky behavior, including falls and drowning, etc., etc. Men, of course, more likely to consume excessive amounts of alcohol. Men drive faster than women. Men drove 50% greater distances than women, but spend only 30% more time doing so. All this indicates men simply receive greater pleasure from the power, speed, and danger that can be found behind the wheel, and thus are at much greater risk of serious accidents. And the higher frequency of fatal crashes for men stretches across other places. It's all across Europe, Africa, Asia, all report higher fatality rates for male drivers. And the main thrust of the research is moving towards really a biological explanation. Pretty consistent agreement that thrill and sensation seeking is linked to testosterone levels, obviously higher in men than women. Remember that study we did that compared, you put a man in a Porsche or put him in a Corolla? And this let them drive around and measure their testosterone levels, that men's testosterone levels actually go up when driving the sports car. And it didn't matter. We would have thought, because of other studies, when men, you know, want to show off in front of a woman, like the male skateboarder study, when women are watching some guys skateboard versus a guy is watching guys skateboard, there's a whole difference. The testosterone levels go up in the skateboarders when a pretty gal is watching. And they also take more chances. And injure themselves more, but they also land more of the risky jumps, which only further encourages men. So it looks like the safer deal is with a woman at the wheel. All right? We done with that one? Let's talk to David. How you doing, David? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dean. How are you?
Fine, sir.
I think I'm a little late. I really called to talk about the parents not stroking their children enough, but I think...
Oh, there's no late thing on this show. You can call me about something you hear on this show. You can call me in a week or in a day or in an hour. No. I just want to stimulate your thinking. Les, let me hear your thoughts on it.
But I would like to say the men and women drivers, under the title of bravado, machismo, taking chances, I think men behind the wheel... fall into some of their more negative primal instincts that women seem to have intellectualized by saying, it's better to be safe than sorry. Why take this chance? Whereas we as men, bravado, machismo, let's plow ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad we're admitting it. Maybe it's just the two of us, but I think most people would agree with us. Okay, go on praising children.
Right. I am a product of a child that was not praised at all for fear that I would become cocky. I was only told that you have much intelligence, but you don't. You have much intelligence, but you don't use it. I would come home with the old story of six A's and one B, and the question was, there was a smile on their face, but what's up with the B? And as a result, I never was able to build any self-esteem on my part, even though other people at church, people at school, would praise me, but I'd never hear it from the two fundamental people that I needed to hear it from, was my mother and father. But all they saw were the people at church and the people at school complimenting me, so they felt I was well, I was okay. But you always need to check in with your children. And if you feel they're getting cocky, if you are over-praising them, then it's time to put them in check. But never, never, ever hold back any praise for accomplishment a child has done. It can do nothing but good. It can do no harm. As an adult, ruined my life because I had no backbone. I was, because I didn't feel I was the person that I truly was. There was a song by Barry Manilow saying that if I had have known that all the time I had it all, I wouldn't have wasted the time that I wasted. So let's encourage our children and make them strong, vital people by what they hear from their parents.
Yeah, you know, I'm really glad you called because I don't know that I inserted that perspective, which I assumed would be what most people would assume. We're not saying don't ever praise your children. We're talking about overpraising, but you're bringing up the other side of the coin, and that's really important. You know, as I hear you talking, I was going to tell a story from my own life, and it was almost identical. If I come home, and I really did terrible in school. In other words, I got Fs on everything, and I was a terrible, terrible problem. But at some points where I would, you know, work a little, and I'd get myself up to a B, all I'd hear is, why didn't you get an A? And at times when I started doing better, and I'd get, like you said, you know, four A's and one B. Well, how come you didn't get all A's? And I remember feeling hurt by that. But at the same token, I also feel like, and here's where we're going to get into a little hazy area. I feel I got a lot of love from my parents. In other words, I got a lot of physical affection, so I knew that they loved me. But they weren't quite sure how to handle it. My parents weren't educated. My mother just barely got out of grammar school. My father, I think, had a high school education. They knew that education was critical, and they thought the best way for me to keep on going, you know, was this kind of a, you know, carrot and stick attitude. And it can backfire. It absolutely can backfire. And I think you're absolutely right. You condense it all down to one sentence in that when your child does achieve, you praise them. And when they don't achieve so well, you don't have to knock them down. But the fact is that positive reinforcement seems to be a better deal than trying to motivate people with negativity. And it's a fine line, and all kids are different. But I see this play out. I see this play out in young children, and you know, kids, and even in, you know, in my family, where the parents just praise, 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 and the children have a great difficulty with adversity. And that's one of the things that life is going to throw at you. You know, no way of avoiding that. If you figure a way around that, let me know. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adelt.
If your tools stop working, so do you. That's why the Home Depot stocks the professional-grade tools contractors need, like the new electrical test and measurement line of Klein Tools. Built by electricians for electricians with large backlit displays and the latest time-saving features, Klein Tools are critically accurate, ruggedly durable, and now at a guaranteed Home Depot price. Get the right tool and get the job done. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
A better way. You'll find it at your Bay Area Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change, and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes, all for just $19.99. It's how we keep your car maintenance simple and keep you as a customer. people and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Self-starters, clutch performers, profit drivers. This is your ride. A network strong enough to power your business wherever inspiration leads. To new opportunities, bigger ideas, better mousetraps. With Verizon Mobile Broadband, your signal is strong and the road to glory is yours for the taking.
Verizon has the mobile broadband solutions you need, like totally portable, fully capable netbooks, or MiFi cards that connect up to 5 Wi-Fi enabled devices. And now, get a free USB 760 modem after $50 mail-in rebate debit card with a new 2-year agreement on a mobile broadband plan.
Don't leave critical connections to chance. Stay connected out of the office and keep your small business moving forward with reliable email, reliable downloads, and an undeniable advantage.
Speak with a small business specialist at any Verizon Wireless store. Visit verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ.
Rule the air. Verizon.
Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Paid for by Stop Hidden Taxes, No on 25, Yes on 26, a coalition of taxpayers and employers with major funding from Cal Business PAC. Sponsored by California Chamber of Commerce and Small Business Action Committee PAC.
While working families are struggling, Sacramento politicians are living it up at taxpayer expense.
Careful, Assemblyman. That's a $100 bottle.
Who cares, Senator? The taxpayers can afford it.
And if we get voters to pass Prop 25, we can afford even more.
Instead of controlling spending, many politicians are promoting Prop 25 to make it easier to increase their own tax-free expense accounts.
A toast, then, to Prop 25.
We all want an on-time balanced budget, but Prop 25 will just make things worse. 25 makes it easier for politicians to raise our income taxes, sales taxes, and taxes on our homes so they can spend even more. We need to clean house in Sacramento, not lower the votes to pass a budget. It's time to say no to the politicians. Vote no on 25.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Hi, Dr. Dell. How you doing?
Fine, fine. What's on your mind?
So I read a magazine article, the February issue of Men's Health magazine, and it's talking about a drug that we might have on the market here in the United States soon. It's already been approved and in use in Europe, and it's called Prilogy. Have you heard of it?
Sure have.
Okay. Well, it is. If it's allowed here in the United States, it'll be the first drug marketed for premature ejaculation for men. And they say that among men, that is the number one complaint in men's sex lives is premature ejaculation.
Yes.
And
I suppose you'd have to put an age on it. In other words, in different age groups of men, you will find that absolutely the number one concern. And as men get older, then they have other concerns, but. It's an interesting drug, John. I, you know, without getting into a conversation about, quote, premature ejaculation and what it is and how to treat it, because universally, if men are open enough to discuss it with a qualified professional and have a partner that they have some verbal intimacy with about sex, it's almost always curable with behavior and exercises. And here's what Johnson & Johnson is doing with Prilogy. As you know, if a man takes an antidepressant, an SSRI, it will either inhibit his libido, inhibit his ability to respond, or even have orgasms. So somebody thought, as often has happened in the past, you think of the side effects and figure, hey, if I can tweak this a little, that side effect might make this drug a more of a blockbuster than it already is. I.e., Viagra was a heart drug, Rogaine was also a heart-lung drug, but, you know, it turned out the side effects, A, causing erection in one case, two, growing hair, turned out to be more important than the main reason the drug was developed. And so here you have SSRIs cause a delay in orgasm for a man. So all Johnson & Johnson did was come up with another SSRI, change the label on it, and the only thing pharmacologically I can think that might give an advantage to this over regular SSRIs is the fact that its onset of action is quicker. Because if you take a normal SSRI, sometimes they take weeks before it comes on as an antidepressant, and so weeks before the side effects come on. So we'll see. There's a part of me, though, that that thinks that the benefit of forcing a man to sit down, open up, and talk in open fashion with his partner about sex could be really important. And the fact that you just pop a pill and you're cured, you know, takes away something. So if I were in practice at this point and had a man coming in and want to discuss this issue, I would discuss it with him. I would try all these other methods first before putting him on an SSRI, which is, you know, fairly safe. Because this issue involves so many things, expectations of what women expect and sexual technique and emotions and communication. And most of the time it just simply has to do with men who get anxious about this. And, you know, as soon as you think about it or get anxious about anything in sex, that's it. You're a goner. Sex is one of the only things in our existence that requires almost a lack of attentiveness. In other words, it's a letting go deal. You have to let go of your thought processes, or everything in life, we apply our intellectual brain to it to make it happen. With this, it's the opposite. And so I think there are positive things for men and women to learn in the conversation. And if that fails, then this drug will probably be another blockbuster used by men who probably don't even need it. All right, let's talk to Dante. How you doing, Dante?
Dr. Ding.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Going fine. How are you?
First time listener, actually.
First time listener?
Yeah, I know. I got on the radio first time.
Okay. Great. Right. Go for it.
Well, my thing was, I was just calling in about the whole paranoid deal. And I believe that I'm only 19 years old, so I don't have kids myself. But from what I've been able to tell, I have two younger brothers. And honestly, I think each kid needs to be judged on an individual basis because we all are different. And I was listening to your previous guy who told me, you know, I was much similar to him, and I would bring home 4 A's and 1 B. But I was the type, when my parents would say, hey, what's up with that B? I had my mom was an English teacher. And, you know, what's up with that B? That would motivate me to go out and get that A. I was one of those kids who was motivated. Now, my brother was the exact opposite. He was the middle child, and whenever he was looked down upon for getting the grade that my parents, you know, thought he could do better on, he was kind of, you know, that would bring him down and he would maybe do worse next semester, whereas I would bring it up to an A. And I believe that each, you know, the parent needs to realize what kind of kid they have and whether or not they are motivated by negativity or praise.
They're very important. You know, you really brought up another really great point, you know, and it just shows you how the brevity we're forced into on this program sometimes forces us to eliminate, you know, more complete descriptions. Yes, I mean, the idea, what you're trying to do here is, now, I remember myself, you know, when you get yourself an A, you accomplish something, that feels good. And it's really for me, you know, I used to advise our kids when they went into sport that, because I remember in sports, and I was athletic in school, I don't remember wanting my parents to come and watch me. I did it for myself. And quit because for myself, and that I think when a child experiences success and they get that self feedback that motivates them because that feels good for them, not because they're performing for a parent, you know, that's the place we all would like our kids to be. And yet I need to underline with triple underlining Dante's point, which is that all kids are different. Man, they are night and day. You know, you can have twins. I mean, we've got a pair of twins, and they are like night and day, just like a brother and a sister. We kind of expect more similarities, but that isn't what it is. And the same parenting style does not work for every child. What's the goal? Success is the goal. More important, my mother used to pound into my head, the goal was to be happy. I mean, she didn't have more complex thoughts, didn't need any more complex thoughts, basically. She wanted me to be happy. And how am I going to be happy? By, you know, seeking goals for my own betterment and my own self-worth. So all worthwhile stuff. All right, quick break, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Did you know that the total return of the stock market in the last decade was between 0 and 1%? Can you afford another 10 years of returns like that? There is an alternative to stock market volatility for your investment dollars. It's a rapidly growing industry that offers you the opportunity to earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher with no stock market risk to your principal. Call Pacific West Capital Group at 1-800-588-8000 and request your free information now. Avoid the ups and downs of the stock market and interest rate fluctuations and earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher. Call Pacific West Capital Group at 1-800-588-8000 to receive your free no-obligation brochure. This investment is eligible for IRA or 401k rollovers, and the source of your investment payout comes from some of the most financially stable companies in the world. Call 1-800-588-8000. Call Pacific West for your free brochure today at 1-800-588-8000. That's 1-800-588-8000.
If your tools stop working, so do you. That's why the Home Depot stocks the professional-grade tools contractors need, like the new electrical test and measurement line of Klein Tools. Built by electricians for electricians with large backlit displays and the latest time-saving features, Klein Tools are critically accurate, ruggedly durable, and now at a guaranteed Home Depot price. Get the right tool and get the job done. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
A Rolex holds its value because it was intended to. The product of superiority, its design, functions, movements are admired around the world. Its 904L steel is incomparable. Its patented Everose gold remains forever beautiful. Like the endeavors of those who wear it, a Rolex is nothing short of extraordinary. For a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
Gleim the Jeweler in Palo Alto at the Stanford Shopping Center. Gleim the Jeweler since 1931.
It's no secret. People are switching to Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Gel.
My name is Mara Lime. I have three sons that come home constantly with filthy sports clothes. Power Gel is a detergent with punch. It knocks those stains right out of the clothes.
Arm & Hammer Power Gel with baking soda and twice the OxiClean Stain Fighters gives you the power of gel cleaning at great cost savings, up to a third less than the leading liquid.
All detergents aren't the same. This is special.
Switch and save with Arm & Hammer Power Gel.
Good morning, honey.
Hey, could you scratcherize my coffee, please?
Scratch your what?
You know, scratcherize. As in give me more, like the new California Lottery Scratchers. They now have over $50 million more in prizes every month.
$50 million more in prizes?
Yes.
Wow. And more is definitely better.
That's right.
You know, our anniversary is coming up.
But,
you should think about scratcherizing my gift.
Whoa.
Oh, no, I love this. I'm going to come up with a whole scratcherized list.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play. For details, visit calottery.com.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Walter in Virginia. How you doing, Walter?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, the reason I called, Dr. Dell, is to talk about you discussed who's a better driver, men or women. I don't think that's really the question. The question is who's a better age group of drivers? Because, you know, the younger generation now, I see them texting while they're driving, and that's really, really dangerous, and I don't think they realize it. When you get to my age, I'm 48 years old. When you get to my age, you realize the cost that it costs you for insurance and accidents and tickets. And, you know, it teaches you to slow down, pay more attention, look out for other drivers. But younger kids these days just don't realize, you know, the texting, how dangerous it is.
Yes. The article gets into that, the big holes in their brains and about how they make decisions. And absolutely, again, let me say something maybe I didn't when we did the article. The bigger difference is between young drivers and everybody else. It's not about gender. So really, you are absolutely right. The biggest discrepancy in accident and death rates on the road have to do with age and not whether you're male or female. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
Everyone wants to save money these days, and more people are saving money at Courtesy Chevrolet than any other Chevy dealer around. Why? Because of the killer prices and massive selection. Silverados, Camaros, Equinox, Traverse. See for yourself. Get an instant price quote right now and see just how good our prices really are. Go to CourtesyChevrolet.com. CourtesyChevrolet.com. Or call 800-256-0800. Courtesy Chevrolet, where courtesy means a great deal.
People are driving from all over Northern California to buy new Hondas at Anderson Honda. Why? Because the prices are so good, the selection so large, and the service so outstanding. See for yourself. Get an instant price quote right now and see just how good our prices really are. Go to AndersonDirect.com. That's AndersonDirect.com. Or call us at 1-866-ANDERSON. When we say instant price quote, we mean it. Anderson Honda. If you want to save a lot of money, that's our business.
Diaper bag, check.
Bouncy seat, check. Stroller, car seat, bottles, butt wipes, and binky. Check, check, and double check. Why it takes 30 pounds of equipment to transport one 12-pound baby, we'll never know. So at Kaiser Permanente, we put everything for baby and you in one place. Everything you need, from obstetricians and lactation coaches to nutritionists and pediatricians. A whole care team of specialists assembled to keep your baby and you in top running order, not running around. And you can even go online with My Health Manager to schedule routine appointments, check most lab results, and exchange emails with your Kaiser Permanente doctor's office. Imagine having a conversation with your pediatrician without having to fold or unfold that stroller. Convenient, check. Efficient, check. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
It's Gil Gross. So Congress.